You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your girl, the priestess, never your mistress, Shanique Taylor. Honey, here's another episode of Conversations with the Priestess. So get your libations and get your ancestors and sit down and have a conversation with your girl. What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, the priestess, never your mistress, Yanni T. Thank you all so much for staying with your girl on Conversations with the Priestess, even with my inconsistencies. Y'all bear with me. I have been in a place, and many of you all know about some situations if you follow me on the Bego app. My name there is Yanique T Music, so check your girl out. She's doing wondrous things. Oh my gosh. So I pray that you all have been well. So much has happened. We have the new Omicron mutation or version of COVID-19, which I'm very over right now with this whole shebang. But people, please go get your vaccinations and get your boosters. If you want to remain safe, please do it. I'm not going to go into a whole bunch of detail, but just use caution. Everything has been well. Things have been well with me. Things have been great. Y'all know me. I don't get too much into the pop culture stuff of the world unless it's very important. So follow me on social media with that. But this is just a quick episode. So many of you are wondering what transpired during the Thanksgiving holiday. And this is what has transpired. So many of you all know that I was getting ready to write a letter to my family. Well, I didn't get to write the letter. I did not get to send it off. The reason being is I decided, after consulting with some family and friends, to show up. Just show up. And I, of course, had many conversations with my uncle, had many conversations with the aunt that I came out to. The experience was very pleasant. Overall, my holiday was great. I was just glad to be amongst family because it's the first time since my grandmother passed in 2020 since we've all been together. And the last Thanksgiving I spent with my family was in 2018. That was the last time I was able to really spend Thanksgiving with them because of my life and work schedule. And then grandmother passed, and then boom. And I showed up, and of course, I came out to my aunt. And she was like, well, I don't condone it, which I'm not asking you to accept it, you know, or condone it. She was like, well, you know, I don't condone it, but, you know, I don't judge you. But when I came out to her, she also goes behind my back and tells some relatives, oh, well, I can change her. I can make her who she is supposed to be. And I'm like, honey, you don't make that call. That's my life and my testimony and my story. So, I went home and I showed up. I ended up staying with my best friend, Nova. I see you, girl, one of my bestest friends in the world. She and I, Basically spent the holiday together, and the great part is that we checked out Terrell Grice's millionth show, and we had a great time. We did Clark Sisters choreography, we shot the breeze, you know, talked our junk, played on the apps, and just talked about life. And it was good being with my best friend for a few days. Like, oh my gosh, I felt so at peace, not a care in the world. And it felt so good to get out of DC for a while. So of course, you know, your girl was grateful and thankful for all of that. But also, I had fun being in my hometown. Oh, I had fun being in my hometown. And the city has changed so much. And I'm going to go into the reactions in just a moment. But it felt so good going to my hometown. I rode through town. And it reeked of small town Christmas. Like one of those cheesy Hallmark movies. Or sort of like the Christmas movies where somebody moves to the city. And you know the familiar storyline. They move to the city. They come back home and things look different. And when I got home, it looked so much different, you know, than what I was accustomed to. Like, you really saw the difference there. And I rode past my high school, ran into some old friends, ran into people that knew me from childhood or that knew the person that left there, so to speak. And it felt good to be there. I did ride by that one particular aunt's house, who shall not be named, Sister Voldemort. She was like, and is still a fixture in my life that I don't fuck with right now. So I rode by her house. Mind you, I knew her and her husband were home because they had the door open. They only keep the door open. This is a country thing. They'll keep the door open while they're in the house. If they live in a secluded area, like very backwoods type shit, you know, you can't do that everywhere anymore, okay? So I rode by. I was tempted to stick up my middle finger, but I didn't until I got off the street. I just rode by the house. Rode past it again and went to my uncle's house. And it was an experience being there. I did get a little emotional because it's the first time that I've been in South Carolina for a holiday. And not being able to see my grandmother was different. I didn't get to see everybody that I wanted to see because of everyone traveling and different plans. But it was freaking awesome. And one of the fun parts is I got to hang out with one of my cousins and my aunts. And she filled me in on everything that had been going on in the town. Even talked about plans to build a new high school. How the town is growing. Who done married who. Who done slept with who. All of that. And it was a great time. It was a great time. It was a great time. Holiday was lit. Just being able to... just able to go back and be in a different mindset did so much for me. It really did a lot for me. It let me know that I'm growing. Lets me know that life has changed. And one of the things that really touched me, and y'all, if I get a little emotional on this episode, I am not sorry. My uncle's barbershop. My uncle opened his barbershop over 25 years ago in Woodrow, South Carolina, and he was one of the only black barbers in town, but the first one to have a major shop on Main Street in Woodruff. And he's retired now, and he was trying to work, but he decided it was just too much after some challenges, so he shut down the barbershop in December of 2020, and he held on to his faith and he said, you know what, I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna shut down the business and just do, you know, mobile when I can. You know, he had his little setup, and I congratulated him on the retirement. And the owner of the building ended up converting it into a bar, and it looks so much more different. And it's like, I'm thankful for the pictures that I have of the barbershop. It was like I could see life changing. It is changing. and just to see how far life has come. I saw the beginning of an era and an era end for my uncle. Because that barbershop was what got me through school. That barbershop is what got me through college. That barbershop is the reason why I am the person I am now. And I'm thankful for that. And my uncle is my father. When I say that, my uncle has been the father that I did not have growing up from my biological father, you know. And I'm so grateful for my uncle because that's been my ride or die from day one. He's been there through the ugliest of times. And even when I came out as queer, he struggled a little bit, but he respected me and tries to understand. And even when I found out that I was HIV positive, has been supportive of me from day one. And I just love him so much. That's my pops. I call him pops. Yes, I have a somewhat of a relationship with my father. It's complicated, but I'm so grateful for my uncle. Even with me coming home and living in my truth, which we're going to talk about after the break coming up. But I'm so grateful. And that also was special for me coming home to see how the town has changed. Granted, unfortunately, one of my uncle's friends did pass away, and her homegoing was the day after Thanksgiving, and my heart felt for their family. I don't do funerals. I haven't done a funeral since my godmother played, since my grandmother passed, and it has been a hell of a journey. But just being able to visit, even though there was so much going on, I still found comfort when I was there. Like the Thanksgiving night and the last few nights that I was there, like I ended up falling asleep on my uncle's couch like I used to do when I lived there when I was a kid, growing up there, and just reminiscing. And then I got to see my dog Bentley. Oh my gosh. Y'all don't know, it's killing me not to have my dog with me. I miss my dog. Ugh. It's something about a girl and her dog. And that's my baby. Like, I call home and have conversations with the dog. I'm not ashamed, okay? I have conversations with the dog. And, oh my gosh, that's my connection to him. And there are times where I miss my dog. Like, oh my gosh, my uncle sends me pictures of him. And then my uncle has a dog as well. Oh my gosh, I played with her the whole time. She's knocking my dog out of the way to get attention and love. So it got to the point to where I had to put one dog on one side, one dog on the other side, and just make them play nice. But it was an awesome trip, and I wouldn't have had it any other way. But I'm so grateful and thankful to seeing people that I haven't seen in a while that recognized who I was. So I'm going to take a quick break and grab some water and some hot tea from downstairs. I am going to take a quick break. So here's a word from our sponsors. Yee! Girl, let me tell you about Maven. They got some good hair. Your girl, the priestess, loves using Maven. If y'all seen some of my hairstyles, Maven did that, honey. We have good frontals, closures, everything that you need, honey. Not only that, but we have awesome lace fronts. We have human hair, virgin hair, honey, Remy Yaki, whatever you need, we got it. You can even color it when you get it. If you want to change the style, you can do that too. So go on over to my special link, priestessbeauty.maven.com. Sign up to get special offers and you get free shipping. What else can you do? Honey, the holidays are coming up and you want to look good going into the new year. So get those bundles today. Get you a good lace front, girl. All right. So live, love, and be free. Again, that's priestessbeauty.maven.com. Your priestess has returned. So welcome back to the show, darlings. Welcome back. So again, we were talking about the holidays. So of course, with the holidays comes Christmas music. And of course, we've been playing All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. However, I've been listening to the Ella Fitzgerald Christmas album. Oh my God, it is freaking good. When I tell you I live for Ella Fitzgerald. Oh my gosh, her voice is just so silky, so perfect, so classic, and I absolutely love it. And one of the things that I miss sometimes is really, you know, sitting back and listening to Ella Fitzgerald on a Saturday night. I haven't done that in so long, so I'm gonna have to get back to that. But I've also been playing the Temptations Christmas, Mesa Leek's Christmas album. And I just love Christmas music. And it reminds me of growing up in South Carolina and trimming the tree at my grandmother's house and my cousins and I singing Christmas carols whenever we got together. And just all around that community time, and most of the time food. It was something about the holiday food that'll get you. So that has done so much for me. But since I mentioned home, so many people are wondering what happened. So many people have been wondering what happened. I'm gonna leave it at that. So I did go home. I was dressed to the nines. I ended up going to sleep at my best friend's house and resting. So I finally went into town later on that evening and spent time with my uncle. Mind you, at this time, I had a coffin nail manicure. It was the bomb, y'all. It was the bomb. It was the bomb. It looked so good. So what I ended up doing is I went down to my uncle's house. Of course, nails done, face, you know, lightly beat. And I walked in. My uncle didn't exchange words. He said, wash your hands and go in there and get you something to eat and come sit down. Watch TV with me. So when I sat down, he looked at me. He dropped his head and he had to gather himself because body snatched. Y'all see, I got the girls, okay? You know. So he goes into his room, comes back. He's trying to wake up from snapping. And we had a conversation like nothing had changed. And it was freaking awesome. Like, for real. And I enjoyed that community. Well, the next day, I went into town before I went to my uncle's house. And I stopped at one of my auntie's houses. I stopped at the store to get a charger for my iPhone because my dumb behind leaves my charger at my best friend's house and I needed it. So I ended up getting a new charger. And while I was in the store, one of the deacons that knew me from my uncle's church looked at me. I had on big pink sunglasses that got stolen, might I add. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then after that, they recognized who I was, and I was like, hey, you know, just barely spoke because they were staring so damn hard. And he just looked and walked on. And I ended up getting in the car with my cousin and riding around town. And people saw me at the rear line. They waved. I said. And so somebody called my cousin and was like, girl, who was that woman in the car with you? She was like, oh, that's my homegirl, Yanni. Who? Yanni Taylor. That was like, that looked like, she was like, no, that's my homegirl. So we end up going to somebody's house to pick up something. And they looked in the car. I'm looking the other way. They was like, oh, you done went to DC and got bougie on us. And when I turned around, there was like, girl, who was that woman with you? She was like, that's my cousin, Yanni T. They was like, oh, and they finally put two and two together. And his mom, she's, you know, suffering from a little bit of dementia. She was like, is that the, you know, boy that used to sing at church? Because at this point, I haven't had any surgeries done yet, which I'll get into later on near the end of the podcast. So that was like, no, that's somebody else. That's her homegirl. So when I walk into my aunt's house, mind you, it was kind of warm in South Carolina. So I had on a light sweater, body snatched, tight jeans, nasty shoe on, nails done, makeup beat. And my aunt says, hey girl, you're serving body. oh my. And she said, your beat is everything. So we started talking and she said, are you sure you want to do this? I said, yes, ma'am, I'm ready. And we had conversations. However, my cousin and I had to educate her because she was like, well, you know, you'll always be my nephew with said dead name. And she was like, that's not going to change, but I respect you. So we had to educate her on pronouns. And even, you know, when it comes to church, how I would dress, she was like, can you dress normal? I was like, no, I can't do that because how am I going to do that? And I'm a woman. And it's just teaching her the language. And she's been very receptive. And I love it. I have drafted another letter that I'm going to edit very soon. And I'm going to send out ahead of Christmas in case I'm able to go home, even in the case that I'm not, so they can know what to expect coming up. And this is a journey. I've already lost some family, and that's okay. That's okay. But when I finally got to my uncle's house, I walked through the door. He stepped back, looked, took my coat off because I was insecure about my body, sat down, and like nothing happened. And he did say that he couldn't take it. He couldn't handle that. But he respected me. Granny, he didn't dead name me. And this holiday, because I didn't feel like a whole tussle, I just wanted to be my family, I let him kind of navigate that for himself. Plain and simple. And I'm grateful to have been able to have that moment with my uncle, because that's been like my father. And his friends saw me, they didn't say anything, they just went with it, you know. And having family on my side, that means so much to me. And then coming back, went to church, I was embraced, and it's just, oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry right now if I'm not careful, because it meant so much. Now, it really wasn't all that bad. But on top of that, I was going to go to Georgia to see one of my aunties. My auntie says to me Tuesday before Thanksgiving, she said, well, you know, your uncle's family is coming, and I'm just thinking about the reaction time. I'm thinking about, you know, how people are going to react, what people will think, what, you know, his family's going to think. And I'm like, well, dang, you're my blood. And it's like, okay, just tell me you don't want me to come because you're embarrassed. You have no intentions of defending me. You want to keep up appearances. Cool. That's fine. That hurt. But I kept pushing. I kept having this plan, you know, I'm just going to spend it with my uncle. And if push comes to shove, I can spend it with my best friend, or, you know, or wait till my best friend comes back from their family and I'll just ride around, you know, I'll go back to my friend's house, stream on Bego, work on some stuff and sleep, you know, watch TV instead of, you know, I'm at a point now to, in certain things, I'd rather not be bothered with people. I'd rather be alone than be unhappy and uncomfortable in my atmosphere. That's where I'm at. So just having a place, it felt so good. It's just amazing. And also, in Black families, word travels fast. Of course, I have one aunt that's already told it that I'm trans. I have another aunt that, when I came out to her, I know she went and told it because my aunt said, be careful. She said, and I know she talked, it's my aunts that fight, so they have a lot of issues going on, which has nothing to do with me. So the aunt that I came out to and the aunt that already knew had words about yours truly. My aunt's like, yo, they are doing their thing. They're grown. And the other aunt said, well, I'm going to change, you know, wrong gender. And I'm like, okay, you know, my aunt said, but don't worry about her. Don't worry about her. She said, you're invited to my house personally for Christmas. Don't worry about no other bullshit. She said, if they treat you bad, come down here. And my aunt was like, just don't be extra. And I got it about how my aunt was phrasing that, she was just, she's cautious because she has small grandkids and you know how kids are. So it's like, auntie, I will be fine. Like, whatever happens, happens. But I'm grateful that I've had a support system around me. And thank you to my support system. You all know who you are. I'm grateful to y'all. I'm grateful to you all. You all have been just so wonderful to me. And I'm so grateful for that. So grateful. So grateful. So grateful. Right now, I'm taking it one step at a time. And I'm not ready to step back into some areas of my life yet because I want to get the people acclimated to me fully because I just really started dressing out in ministry. And that's a long story. That was a point in my transition. My transition is not like everybody else's. So I'm out there now and I feel so relieved. My life is so much better. And I'm just grateful. I'm just very grateful. I'm just very grateful right now. So. With that being said, thank you all so much for coming on Conversations with the Priestess and listening to me rant and rave. Y'all live and be free from the Priestess. Smooches. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Conversations with the Priestess. You can support this podcast by going to patreon.com/YaniTaylor. You can also support us by hitting up our Cash App. That's $YaniTMusic, as well as supporting our various affiliate programs. Hey, this helps keep the lights on, and this will help take this podcast to higher heights and deeper depths. So live, love, and be free. Smooches. Also, the music that you hear is Just the Way You Are by M. Fazal.